back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One final point on Voss's attempt. Robin Voss, right-wing speaker in a gerrymandered district who couldn't get elected in a non-gerrymandered district. He said they may go to court to try to get Voss and his committee, his fellow travelers and running dogs, and the Republican leadership to allocate the $3.2 billion that's coming to the state from the COVID package. But then in next breath, he said, unfortunately, state law doesn't require it. I got some word for the Republicans. If you go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and say, state law doesn't require it, but we're here anyway, for you to what? Change state law? I thought they're the ones that wanted to apply the law. Luke, you are circling again, or is that just you're close to the microphone?
Yeah, no. The other part that I wanted to add before we got to the break earlier, and so I'm glad we're back on the subject, is that the proposal from the Assembly Republicans isn't legal either. They're trying to do an end around because what they want to do is provide $1 billion in tax relief to property owners. And there are provisions in the American Rescue Plan specifically saying that this relief cannot go towards tax cuts. So they're trying to say that it's not specifically a tax cut, like for income tax and other taxes that you pay, but they're trying to say that it's okay to cut property taxes with the funds. So not only illegally trying...
The fact of the matter is on that, Voss himself said state law doesn't require it. He could have said federal law doesn't permit it either. And yet the same, but then they're in the court. So how are you in the court other than to change the law you said doesn't apply? And you're supposedly the party that says you want to follow the law. You know, the word hypocrite is overused. It really is. But in this particular case, I don't see any court in this state saying we're going to overrule federal law and state law and just benefit the Republican Party, even if they want to. I want to go to a shocking story. It's a breaking story as of yesterday, last night, actually. Matt Gaetz, you've heard of Matt Gaetz. He's that Florida congressman. He's really bad news. He's an ally of Gymnasium Jim, G.Y.M. Jordan, Nunez, Gohmert, Gossert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, the worst of the worst. They're the ones, some of those weren't yet in Congress when it happened, but several of them were the ones who barged into a secure room where a bipartisan committee was reviewing exhibits and discussing the vote in the committee to impeach Donald Trump in the Ukraine matter. And they came in with cell phones, taping. That was a violation of law. It was a secure area with secret documents. It's disclosed to the committees. It's disclosed to the leadership of both parties and the committee members of both parties, but not just anybody who wants to stumble in. Gaetz was part of that. Gaetz was also the one who went out to Wyoming to demonstrate against Liz Cheney, his number three leader in his own caucus, because she voted to impeach Donald Trump. Matt Gaetz is under investigation for child sex trafficking. This was a front page article today in the New York Times. What happened was there is a guy, an ally, tax collector in Seminole County, ally of Gaetz. Apparently in Florida, they elect their tax collectors. The FBI raided his computers in his office because he had been stealing money. He'd been just taking money and applying it to personal reasons. So they grabbed his computer and they found that he'd been involved in child sex trafficking. And he has been criminally charged for that. But when they looked at his computer, Matt Gaetz's name came up. So they pursued that. And Gaetz right now is also under investigation, although he has not yet been charged and he denies it. The interesting thing about this, and if this doesn't give it legitimacy, I don't know what. It wasn't Biden's Justice Department that started this. It was the Justice Department of Donald Trump. It was Crooked William Barr. And Barr himself was notified it. And Barr himself said, yeah, go ahead with that, because the one thing that the government will prosecute irrespective of political party is that crime. Earlier in the day, and I thought this was very strange, but earlier in the day, Gates put out word that leaked out that he was thinking of dropping out of Congress and going to work for Newsmax, which is the right-wing news outlet that's trying to replace Fox News. And I thought, okay, well, sometimes they pay a lot of money and it gives them national exposure. But he was trying to slip out before this thing broke. And now it broke. People have been looking at his votes, and this is an extraordinary development. And it turned out that earlier in this, in his term in Congress, a bill came up to increase funding for the FBI and law enforcement to investigate and prosecute child sex trafficking. That's the kind of bill that you can't vote against. You really can't. And no one in the Senate did. It was unanimous in the Senate. And everybody except one person did in the House of Representatives, which is unbelievable. That one person was Matt Gaetz. You know, this guy, I don't know where to start with him. He is a guy right now is further facing suspension from the Judiciary Committee. And I think this is a correct call. Congressman Liu of California said that Gates should be suspended from the Judiciary panel. Let Kevin McCarthy put in a different Republican, because the Judiciary panel supervises the Justice Department. It has jurisdiction over the Justice Department and judges. When you have a member of that committee under investigation by originally a Republican attorney general for sex trafficking, should he be sitting there casting votes, speaking, perhaps demoralizing, but also seeing confidential documents coming out of the Justice Department and the federal judiciary? And the answer is no. I mean, that's, you know, pretty much of a lay down. If they were smart, what would happen would be Gates would say, you know, he'd claim he was innocent, and he'd say, I'm stepping down voluntarily. And McCarthy would say, well, you know, with great regret, you know, I throw the bum out and stick some other bum in there. You know, something of that nature. Something of that nature. But he didn't say that. And right now, I think they're going to fight it, believe it or not. My own suspicion is that Gates will probably step down from Congress. I don't see how you can recover from this, especially as he's lashing out in response to this story. And the thing is, when you just shoot your mouth off when you're in pain frequently, it doesn't come across with any credibility whatsoever. So he not only says he's innocent, but he says basically it was enemies of his in the Justice Department who are setting him up. Well, unless you think Bill Barr is an enemy of his in the Justice Department, Gates is one of the most biggest sycophants, brown nosers, servile guys to Trump. Gates is the one who said, and this is sick. He said, they asked him if he had any regrets in life. And he basically said, I only have one regret, that I cannot live forever to serve Donald Trump. I mean, that's sick. And that's a sick thing that you'd hear in North Korea to Kim Jong-un, because you were afraid they were going to murder your family or something. I mean, that's a sick, sick thing. Bill Barr didn't do this to get Matt Gaetz. Okay, his Justice Department didn't do this to get Matt Gaetz. The other thing that Gaetz said is, he and his father, apparently his father is very wealthy, and he claimed that his father was being extorted for $25 million. It's the amount he put on it to make this go away. And so he met with the FBI with his cock and bull story, and they said, okay, and they put a wire on him. Matt Gaetz wears a wire. I don't know Matt Gaetz, and you don't know Matt Gaetz in all probability, but if you ever see Matt Gaetz, anything you say to him is going to be listened to by the FBI. So speak loudly into his lapel, okay? Because that's what's going on here. He came out and said that. Now, let me tell you something. Nobody in his right mind blows an investigation like that, except a guy in pain, realizing he's been caught, realizing he's caught and trying to throw anything up against the wall. Reading between the lines, what happened was he went and lied to the FBI and said, these people in the Justice Department from Barr on down are setting me up. And they said, oh, really? Well, okay, that's hard to believe, but if you want, we'll wire you and go talk to them. And so far, they've come up with nothing. So he blows the cover and says he's wearing a wire as if somehow he's a good guy, that somehow the FBI is buying into his story. This is what's going on. Keep in mind all of this. Prediction, very difficult to see how he survives this term in Congress. If he does, very difficult to see how he gets reelected. This guy Greenberg is his name, the tax collector who has actually been charged with child sex trafficking, I think would turn on him in a moment. They'll try to turn him. It's a very ugly thing. Nobody in Congress wants anything to do with him. They're afraid, you know, they're sitting there. And one of the things about federal investigations is this investigation started out about the tax collector stealing money. But then they grab your computer and they find other stuff. And what everybody in Congress, Democrat and Republican, has got to understand is that Gates will do anything to stay out of jail. And if he's wired, whatever you say, if there's something skullduggery, some skullduggery going on in the Republican Party and in the House, which you know there is, he'll get it on a wire and then he'll try to plea bargain and get less of a sentence by turning somebody else in. When a guy acts the way he did and he's wired, nobody wants to come within a country mile of him. Nobody's going to want to be on that committee. I think he will be getting off that committee. And if he isn't, there's going to be no legitimacy to that committee, at least the Republican representation. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.